Jurgen Klopp has pledged a strong Liverpool response to Thursday's shock defeat against Atalanta, with the returning Diogo Jota set to play a more prominent role against Crystal Palace on Saturday. Liverpool can't afford a repeat of their first home loss of the season if they are going to keep pace with Arsenal and Manchester City in a thrilling title race. A bullish Klopp said, "Yes, we will show a reaction. I can promise. We have to show one, but the good thing about a really bad performance is that you can play better. It is not the first time in my life I lost a football game, unfortunately. I will think how to go about it. I told the boys after the game to take the defeat home. Nobody will have slept great, but from Friday we come together." The only positive from a miserable night at Anfield was the reappearance of Jota, who looked lively when he came on as a late substitute for his first action since sustaining a knee injury at Brentford on February 17. Diogo didn't have more than two training sessions really, but the information from the medical department said, "Step ahead," so now he can play a little bit longer. "We need all the players and we need them all aggressive, fit, going for it, a bit angry, full of desire, stuff like this. I think Diogo was absolutely fine for his 20 minutes against Atalanta. It helped him a lot and now we will see what we can do from there." Trent Alexander-Arnold was also on the bench following his two-month layoff but didn't come on. Curtis Jones, in his first start since also getting injured at Brentford, was withdrawn at halftime on Thursday after struggling with the intensity. "Curtis has been our fittest player for most of the season, pressing like crazy for 90 minutes. He was surprised by the intensity after 20 minutes, which is why we changed him at halftime. We didn't have to force him through." Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.